Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Metal Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
alongside of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., Wednesdays, 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio Archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish, including some soul. That right there, Charles Bradley, from an album he put out back in 2016 called Changes. And we gave you the title track, which is a cover of a Black Sabbath song. And I decided to start with that tune this week because as I sit here and record this, actually, by the time you hear this, it'll already be done. Black Sabbath is in the midst of giving their final performance. And outside of Willie Nelson, who you know we finish this show with every week, Black Sabbath is my all-time favorite band. The only band I ever had tattooed on me. It's from the first Black Sabbath record. And I don't know, I kind of hit home that this might actually be, due to Ozzy Osbourne's failing health, their final ever live appearance. And so I thought, why not start this show with one of, if not maybe even the greatest Black Sabbath cover I've ever heard, Charles Bradley, Changes. That song came off Black Sabbath Volume 4 in 1972, and it is a power ballad. It is a slow, ballady song, and Charles Bradley just crushes it. Love that tune, loved that record, and love Charles Bradley. May he rest in peace. All right. So I figured this week we would catch up on some new stuff. And in the last few weeks, we've done some tributes, some birthday tributes, and some farewell tributes, and all sorts of different tributes. But we let a few weeks go by, and a lot of really good records have come out. So let's do a couple blocks of new music to start the show. I'm going to cheat a little bit from the jump. I can do that. It's my show. I'm going to cheat. Because the first track we're going to play is from an album that's being reissued. And that would be an album by a Canadian artist named Corb Lund, who we have played multiple times on this show. But his 1999 album, Unforgiving Mistress, is being reissued on vinyl. And so I figured we would revisit that before we get into the actual new stuff. So this is Corb Lund, the great tune called The Case of the Wine-Soaked Preacher. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Did Mary fifth of all his energies was a celibate preacher for 32 good seasons at Hazelwood Hamlet's single room, one and only house of worship in the trees. She was a beauty of body in only 15 years. He made his lessons in virtue a little too clear on Sunday afternoons off by themselves in the meadow just outside of town. Did he misappropriate a kiss, or was he really just a dedicated teacher? Before we can judge him, remember that we're all the same. Hey, hey, the details are fuzzy, but nothing's ever as it seems. In the case of the wine-soaked preacher, ashore, but never learned to swim. Her lungs filled up with water. She eddied down the stream, face down on up around the bend where that old current's at its worst. And with the unborn baby of unknown sire, there were two dead in the water, but really three died if you count the preacher's will. But man, you gotta admit it sure did solve his problems. Did he drown her in the river? Did she sleep? And did he really try to reach her? Before we can judge him, remember that we're all the same. Hey, hey, the details are fuzzy and nothing's ever as it seems. In the case of the wine-soaked preacher, bit less grace or a lot more fire and a little less chaste. Well, I don't know exactly what it was, but the sermons were never quite the same after that, I'll tell you. He died alone and anonymous, and that's a fitting fate for an undiscovered diddler, but a terrible waste of an innocent man. And no one really knows for sure about that but him, and he ain't talking. was he evil and a drunkard, just another one of God's poor creatures? Before we can judge him, remember that we're all the same. Hey, hey, the details are fuzzy and they're nothing ever as it seems. In the case of the wine-soaked preacher, did he misappropriate a kiss, or was he really just a dedicated teacher? Did he drown her in the river? Did she slip and did he really try to reach her? Was he evil and a drunk, or just another one of God's poor creatures? God's poor creatures, lacking features in the bleachers with we beseechers.
Well, we'd be well out of way. watching eyes, but we don't pay them any mind. Don't buy me a drink, cause you're just wasting your damn time. Girls, now we all bright, and we flipping on dimes. Singing, drinking, dancing, ladies. Ain't no shame, ain't no
thank you.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, some brand new music for you guys. And I have to stop for a second and just say that it amazes me every single week. Every week we could have a show filled for an hour with new music, including here from my backyard in Connecticut, which we don't today. But don't ever take for granted all of this amazing art that's coming at you. That's all I'm going to say. Don't take it for granted, because who knows what the world may bring. But that right there, a guy with a great voice, Kai Krogetti, doing a track called The Wreckage, which is the title track off his new record, which is a fantastic album. Just came out June 27th. You can find more at Kai, K-A-I, Crow with an E, Getty.com. Before that, killer band out of Iowa, Katie and the Honky Tonks. They got a new record out called Ain't No Shame. And we gave it the title track off of that record, which also just dropped on June 27th. And you can find that album at katieandthehonkytonks.bandcamp.com. Before that, a little country rock for you. Gasoline Lollipops is the name of that band. Off of their newest album, Kill the Architect, we gave you the title track off of that one. You can find that at gasolinelollipops.com. And starting off the block, Corb Lund, off of his newly reissued album, Unforgiving Mistress, which originally came out in 1999. Thanks to the fine folks at New West, they have reissued a lot of Corb Lund's albums that never got the vinyl treatment when they were originally released in the heyday of CDs. That track right there. It's called The Case of the Wine-Soaked Preacher. All right, let's go back now into some more new music. And we're going to start with a group that is just phenomenal. Every player in this group is top-notch. The band is called Sister Sadie. They have a new record out called All Will Be Well. I hope they're right. It's Sister Sadie. It's a track called Winnebago. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Somewhere I can lay low, with the plane stretched out and the skies are open, tears don't fall and hearts aren't broken. There's plenty of time left to be stolen. If all good things are wild and free, Lord, make me a feather on a southern breeze. I don't and held by the reins. I don't want to cash you just to get shortchanged. I'm always worried about what I'm missing, or all of the wells I haven't wished in, all of the should-be's I'd be risking.
I live this way. wish they'll go. Take me somewhere I can lay low.
Sunday for an audience of one. I am no stranger to the sun. I hit the town like Cassidy. I bet the farm won it back on 17. There ain't no harm in letting off a little steam. But I paid my dues and some. When it comes down to it, I'm stood out from the crowd. My shadow's black as any sinner's on the ground, but I pick the banjo like it's running from the hounds. And I'm waiting for the day
he's on his way,
when he comes back to me. Soft as the summertime, hard as living on the line, cold as an old suitcase, warmer than a pinch of grease, dead center in between the devil and St. Augustine.
Thank you.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. And that right there, another block of fantastic new music from some really great artists from across the U.S., including a duo from Oregon called the Horsenecks. And they have a new record out called In the West. Really, really great record. We gave you the title track off of that. And you can find that at thehorsenecks.bandcamp.com. Before that, a fantastic group called the Stillhouse Junkies. And they have a new record coming out called The Ballad of Charlie Avalon. And we gave you a track off that record called Charlie's Theme. And you can find that at stillhousejunkies.com. And before that, an artist by the name of Sarah Trunzo, who has a new EP out called Better Than I Was. Just came out June 27th. And we took a track off that called Taking My Power Back. And you can find more at Sarah Trunzo, T-R-U-N-Z-O.com. And starting off the block, just a phenomenal, phenomenal group of musicians calling themselves Sister Sadie. And they have a new record coming out called All Will Be Well. It's out now, and you can find it at SisterSadieBand.com. We gave you a track off of that one called Winnebago. So there you go. I thought we'd take some time now to do a little rabbit hole segment. I like these rabbit hole segments. This is where I find a song that I had been listening to during the week, and I just kind of rabbit hole off of that song. And usually the rabbit hole is down the classic country variety. This rabbit hole is as well. And it started with this song this week, and I wound up rabbit holing through some tracks from the first half of the 1970s. But let's start with Merle. It's Merle Haggard. This is Moving On. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. All night country music keeps them going, and Will and Sonny keep on moving on. A good hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead, and the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
So glad to have you back within these arms of mine. I can finally close my eyes and get some rest. Never once did I think of finding someone new. There's nothing better once you've had the best. song. And one mistake don't mean you failed the test. And as you lay beside me softly sleeping, this I know. You've had the best. Within your arms I have the best, and I think the world should know. I don't care what you've said or done, I'll always love you so. You've had the best. No, there's nothing better once you've had the best.
Looking out the window, thinking about the good times. She remembers holding back her tears and wishing he was safe at home. Inside her two loving arms, sure do miss him. Two lips that long to kiss him, and once more whisper, baby, I love you. Thinking about the good times, she remembers holding back her tears and wishing he was safe at home. Outside, she sees the car lights, she hears the door and knows he's all right. And though he's been a million places, she never looks. Whispers, I love you.
A man who was strong. mill. Talk about a poor boy, talk about a poor boy, never saw a dollar bill. Well, my work was so hard at the sawmill. Think about a poor boy, think about a poor boy, when you go to write your will. We'll see my teardrops falling down. My wife left this sawmill town. She said sawmill life had been a sin, 'cause the gravy was too thin. I can't work no more at the sawmill. Mercy on a poor boy, mercy on a poor boy, let me have a dollar. If you bring your wife to the sawmill, well, how you gonna please her? How you gonna please her when she wants a dollar bill? They're not satisfied at the sawmill. Women like a dollar, women like a dollar, yes, and women always will. Said the sawmill life had been a sin, Lord, 'cause the gravy was too thin. I can't work no more at the sawmill. Mercy on a poor boy, mercy on a poor boy, let me have a dollar bill. Mercy on a poor boy, mercy on a poor boy, let me have a dollar bill.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and there you go. Some killer tunes from the first half of the 1970s, including that one right there from Mel Tillis and the Statesiders. Sawmill is the name of that tune, title track off an album he put out in 1973. Would be a big hit for Mel Tillis. Before that, a track from Tommy Overstreet, Gwen, Congratulations, title track off an album he put out in 1971. Very underrated artist and record. Before that, we gave you another underrated voice in country music, Jody Miller, who put out a record called There's a Party Going On, and in May of 1972 released a single of the same name. That would go to number two on the country charts for Jody Miller in 1972. Before that, George Jones, Possum, Once You've Had the Best. Now, that version comes off of his album, The Grand Tour. And but that song was originally written and released by Johnny Paycheck. But it's really George Jones' version, everybody knows. He took it to number three on the country charts in 1973. And starting off the block, Merle Haggard. A track called Moving On, which comes originally, well, it was on an album called Keep Moving On, but it was originally written as the theme song to a TV show called Moving On that ran in 1974 and 75 on NBC, starring Claude Akins, about truck drivers, obviously. And the two names Merle Haggard references in the song are the two stars of the show, the two fictional characters. Man, in the 1970s, people loved big rigs, long-haul truckers, like everybody, CB radios, it was the thing, people. And much like the Dukes of Hazzard theme, in which Waylon Jennings had written an entire song that they cut down to fit the opening of a TV show, Merle Haggard's actual long-form original single was released and made it to number one on the country charts this week in 1975. So that's where we started rabbit holing. All right, time for us to finish off the show the way we always do, is a tribute to my favorite musician, Willie Nelson. And Willie's got an album celebrating an anniversary this week that flies a little under the radar in my mind. Came out in 1995. It's an album called Just One Love. And there's no original Willie tunes on this album, but it is filled with classic country covers from mostly the 1950s. And Willie is covering guys like Floyd Tillman and Merle Travis, Cowboy Copas, Grandpa Jones, cats like that. And of course, Hank Williams. So let's give you Willie Nelson doing some Hank Williams. This one's called Cold, Cold Heart. Until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love for my time made your heart sad and blue, and so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try, it just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me, but now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?